Leaked documents show Canterbury Health Services are expected to save more than $13 million by the middle of the year. The documents from Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand quantify Canterbury Waitaha's financial sustainability target and directs the district to improve roster management to reduce overtime and other allowances, reduce the use of outsourced personnel, including agency nurses, and stop or delay non-critical projects. It also discusses other cost-cutting measures like using more telemedicine and artificial intelligence to transcribe clinical notes and reduce the burden of theatre scheduling. An anonymous note was attached to the documents that were leaked to a Canterbury health researcher. It basically says there's no more fat to cut and clinical leads are concerned they cannot deliver more for the same money. That researcher is Canterbury University's Dr. Michael Gume. Kia ora, Michael.
Yeah, good afternoon, Lisa.
Did anything in there surprise you?
Yes, an awful lot, and you haven't mentioned it. What really surprised me was, apart from the $13.3 million they've got to save in less than 2.5 months, which is absolutely ridiculous, the fact is that this has been driven by PricewaterhouseCoopers. Now, I thought the government's been telling us they were cutting out the use of consultants, and yet, once again, we find one of the big fellows in there giving them advice at goodness knows what fee regarding cost savings, but also for longer-term savings in outward years. Now, we know that these firms have been providing services like this in the past at huge cost. So I've got an OIA into the Health New Zealand just to ask a few questions about how much is this going to cost. But you confirmed, or your colleague confirmed before another point, I was suspicious about, is this just Canterbury? But of course it's not. But it's nationwide. So how much are they actually trying to strip out of all of our former DHBs in this little exercise if it's $13.3 million here in Canterbury alone? Now, you've got to appreciate that Health New Zealand, in its June 2023 financial report last year, ran a deficit of $1 billion. They're already suggesting they're going to be running yet another deficit this year, and, of course, we have no idea what that figure will be. We probably won't know until December, because it took until December last year for Health New Zealand to release its 2023 accounts. But the curious thing about their 2023 accounts is they actually budgeted for a break-even budget, but yet they're in a deficit of $1 billion. And when I hear stories like Graham on the radio yesterday, a bowel cancer patient who was told he was all prepped up, ready to go for surgery, and being told to go home because we can't do it today, and we're cutting $13 million out of Canterbury alone, what on earth is going on? We're heading for austerity budgets here, and it's just absolutely ridiculous, and the public need to know that.
Michael, tell me about the letter that was attached and the concerns raised by what appears to be a staff member.
Yes, well, these documents were dropped anonymously into our letterbox on the weekend, which is a bit of a surprise. But he talks, or they talk about, I don't know who the person is, I have no idea, but they talk about something that I'm well aware of. And it's a factor in healthcare that if you spend a dollar investing in health, you're going to get more than a dollar back. But if we're going to continually slash our health budgets, and I've been researching the financial performance of our former Crown Health Enterprises here in Canterbury from the 1990s, right through all the DHBs in 2020, 2022, and there's a consistent pattern, regardless of which government is in power, of underfunding healthcare. And how we, here we have a situation where we're going to be slashing huge sums of money out of this organisation here in Canterbury alone. But the problem is, Lisa, that we have no idea what the financial performance of Canterbury Waitaha is, because Health New Zealand doesn't provide you with any information about any of the former 20 DHBs at all. From an accounting point of view, there's no comparative figures either. When I asked about that, I was told, oh, that would be too difficult for the public to understand, which is a little bit patronising. But, you know, it'd be nice to be able to compare how well did Health New Zealand do in 2023 compared to 2022. We have no idea, and now we're heading for another financial year with yet another major blowout. And so these clinicians are basically saying, as you quite rightly said, they just cannot provide further services with less money that's coming into the system. So,
in saying that, Michael, because when you read the documents, they seem surprisingly reasonable in their requests on the surface. Mm. You know, please manage your rosters properly. Don't do overtime if it's not necessary. Please don't use contract workers and lay off using agency nurses. And if it's not a really critical project, maybe you could put it on the back burner. Nothing about that seems unreasonable.
Oh, not at all. I quite agree. And that's probably been standard practice since Moses was a whatever. But at the end of the day, there are other peculiar things in there. For example, did you notice that they're going to do a prosthetics cost review? Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that if you want a new prosthetic leg, they're going to say to you, look, instead of having a titanium leg, Lisa, we can't afford to give you a titanium one, but how'd you like a peg leg instead made out of wood? That'll save them a huge amount of money. So what exactly does that mean? I mean, prosthetic technicians are highly skilled, competent people, and I've worked with them in the past. So to see that singled out as something that needs a cost review, you really do have to wonder what these people are thinking of.
One of the other suggestions was using artificial intelligence for transcribing clinical notes and helping manage theatre rosters. Anything about that concern you?
Well, my limited knowledge of AI, I'd be a bit suspicious about it, but if it's a tool that works, then maybe, but time will tell. I'm certainly no expert on AI in that sense, but certainly, you know, the paperwork, I've been through the system with cancer myself, and I certainly know the paperwork that they go through. If there's a better way of being more efficient through doing things like AI, then so be it. But that's for the future. That's not for now. They're talking about slashing $13 million now, and then looking to the future to bring in more efficiencies and so on. So it just seems a bit bizarre, and I really do wonder how much they're trying to slash out of the whole health system across New Zealand if it's $13 million in Canterbury alone.
Thank you for your time. Really appreciate it. That is Dr. Michael Gumay from Canterbury University. He was the recipient of those leaked documents, which put a figure on how much Canterbury is expected to cut from its health services, more than $13 million, and according to those documents, within the next couple of months. Health Minister Shane Retty declined to be interviewed, saying this is an operational matter for Health New Zealand. He says what Health New Zealand is doing is finding ways to reduce spending by making day-to-day operational practices as efficient as possible so they can reinvest in the front line. Dr. Retty says he's been assured that managing clinical risk and sustaining services is always Health New Zealand's top priority. None of these cost-saving measures will impact the level of care patients receive. A Health New Zealand statement says PwC was contracted nationally to provide temporary support around best practice and delivering efficiencies.